Welcome to the podcast of Revival Life Church, a spirit-filled multicultural church in Boca Raton, Florida. If you'd like more information about Revival Life Church or Pastor Carl Thomas, find us on the web at revivallifechurch.org.
Last year or so, late last year, the Lord gave me a word for this year, and if you followed the ministry, then you've seen me write about it. I've been talking about it, not everywhere I go, but God spoke to me last year and said, this is a year of the open door with narrow openings. So I appreciate you hearing from the Lord on that, Lily. And what this means is that we've entered a season in which there's some people, places, things, events. I say this lightly because it can be misunderstood, and I don't want the spirit of misunderstanding to come, but there's some people that can't go with us into this next season in God. There's ministry that I know from mine and Pam's side that we have been doing, places we've been going that I was telling Pastor, I'm almost don't know what to do because usually when we go into a place, we have to push and push and dig. There's not the freedom. There's not a flow of the Holy Ghost like is here. And if there's one thing that I beg you, please guard the flow of the stream that is flowing through this place. Guard the flow of the stream that is flowing through your life individually and then corporately when we gather together. When God begins to put the squeeze, look at your neighbor and say, the squeeze is on. When the Holy Ghost begins to put the squeeze on, two things happen. Really, Pastor's already dealt with it, but two things can happen. Number one, misunderstanding. And secondly, offense. Don't allow someone else's misunderstanding of your transition drag you into their offense. There's some people that will never understand what God is doing in your life. They'll say you're drinking Kool-Aid. You're whacked. Y'all smoking reefer, doing something down there, you know? You're not really having church until midnight on Friday night. But neither, when you see someone else going through a transition, Don't you misunderstand their transition and then get offended at their transition either. Amen? This morning, I was reading and something just jumped. In Joshua chapter 5, I'm going to go fast through here. Verse 13, it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite with a sword in his hand, and Joshua went to him and said, are you for us or are you for our adversaries? He said, no, as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. The King James uses the phrase, the captain of the host. I believe the captain of the host is standing over us tonight. And he has his sword drawn. And he's not only cutting on us, but he's cutting some things that have been hindering us from our forward progress in God. I heard this morning, I really believe that this weekend God is going to release some strategies, some specific strategies into our lives, into our hearts, into our minds, strategies that are going to work. Not stuff we have to slave over and sweat over and fast and pray over and fret over, you know, but strategies that will work. I believe there's fresh business ideas that are going to work. Business ideas that are going to work. Ideas on how you can reach family that are going to work. Creative ideas. God's, you're going to be talking on the phone to them, and suddenly something from the Holy Ghost is just going to come bursting out of your mouth, and you're going to say, I can't believe I just said that. Because God's cutting away those things that are keeping us from being able to say the right thing and keeping people from being able to hear the right thing. Joshua fell on his face and worshiped and said, what does my Lord say to his servant? The captain of the host or the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandals off because where you're standing is holy ground. Where you're standing is holy ground. This word captain of the host, I know it means army, but one of the definitions that comes out of that word host is hard worshiper. Hard worshiper. Hard worship. Satan used to be the lead worshiper in heaven, but he's been replaced. He got kicked out. Amen? And since that time, there's been this battle in music and in praise and worship, specifically on what constitutes real praise and what constitutes real worship. But when you enter into it, you don't have to have a definition for it. You know it. Amen? Captain of the hard worshipers. Yes, it literally means the commander of the army of the Lord. But that word host also means hard worshiper. There's a reason why it came to Joshua. And notice what he does when the captain of the host or the commander of the army announced who he was. What happened? Joshua fell on his face and began to worship. He began to worship. Why was that? You go over to Exodus 33 and 11, you'll find that he and Moses would go to the tabernacle. And Moses, when he finished the business with the Lord, he would go back into the camp. But it says in Exodus 33:11 that Joshua, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. He stayed in the presence of God. He stayed in an attitude of worship. Even when Moses, the great patriarch and the great prophet, had finished hearing from God, talking to God face to face. But yet something was there that captured the heart of Joshua that brings us to this event right here. And the reason that this is so significant, Joshua had already overcome so many things. Having to step into Moses' shadow. Having to announce, look, we're about to cross this flooded river. This river of Jordan was 2 miles wide at this particular time. And I imagine they looked at him and said, seriously? Seriously. But they went across on dry ground, following the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah! So keep your eye on the ark. Keep your eye on the ark. The ark, the presence of the Lord. Don't get too close, but don't stay too far away. Don't get so close that you begin to take the presence of the Lord for granted. But stay inside of it so that every move He makes, you'll be able to make with Him. Joshua falls on it. He has to circumcise all the males. He has to clean up a mess. And then he overcomes one thing. And then he's standing before Jericho. He crosses over on dry ground, thinks everything is fine. And then he comes up against the most fortified city of that day. Jericho's walls were so wide that two chariots could ride side by side on top of the wall. Plus, they had houses built on top of that. That's where Rahab the harlot's house was. And so you got chariots riding down the walls, plus houses there. This was a humongous humongous fortified city. And yet it was out of that encounter with the captain of the host, the commander of the army of God, the commander of the masses of God, but yet the commander of the hard worships. While he's on his face worshiping, the Lord says, "See, I've given Jericho into your hands." Some of us have been up against whatever, a spirit of offense, this transition that he's trying to lead us into that we can't always explain, that we don't understand ourselves, because, you know, we there's this churning, this hunger for more of God, and yet all of these attacks come to steal and kill and destroy, and we start to think sometimes we're believing in some pipe dream, or some, maybe we are smoking crack and we just didn't know it. Maybe we have sucked some poison Kool-Aid and we just didn't get it. But I'm telling you, the hard worshipers know when the Lord has spoken and when He's not. Don't ever stop being a hard worshiper. Don't ever stop being a hard worshiper, because it's out of that place of just going after God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. Not just for a touch, not just for a goosebump, but because you love Him. It's that place of hard worship that God is going to birth the strategy that's going to work. Nobody has ever walked around the city a time a day and then on the seventh day seven times and seen anything happen but dust. But it worked. It worked. He couldn't do it the second time and it worked, but it worked when it was birthed out of that place of hard worship. Yeah. This weekend, God is going to birth some things. Something shifts. Something. I don't say it lightly, but I'm telling you, I felt a shift all day. Early this morning. Early this morning, I felt something shift in my spirit. And if you don't need it, I'll take it myself. Amen? I'll take it. There's an open door. There's an opening for us to go through. And don't worry about who's going and who's not going. You stay focused on the captain of the host. You just be the hard worshiper that's going after God. And if anybody goes with you, that's fine. If nobody goes with you, it's imperative that you go yourself. Oh. Lord, my soul follows hard after you. Lord, I will be that hard worshiper. Father, we will go after you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our body, with all of our strength. Father, we will not care who goes with us or who does not go with us. Father, we are going forward. We're not looking back, God. Lord, we're not going to have any regret. God, we're going forward. We've dealt with the offense, Father. Lord, we release all misunderstanding over transition, God. Father, and God, we will be that hard worshiper that follows hard after you. Follows hard, follows hard.
Come on, I want you to pray with your voice, Father. We want to be worshipers. Make me a worshiper, Lord, even in the hard times. Come on. Come on, this intercession right now. Come on, I want to be a worshiper. Give me a heart of worship, Jesus. I don't focus on the issues. I'm a worshiper. I'm a worshiper, God. Give me a heart of worship, Jesus. Father, every worship leader in the room, whether it's supposed to be in a small group or on stage, Father, that you would anoint them right now. That your anointing would come upon their head right now, Jesus. That you would empower them to empower people to worship. That anointing would fall upon them right now. All over the room, Jesus. All over the room, Jesus. All over the room, Jesus. You would empower. Ha! Empower, Jesus. Ha! Close your eyes. Fire the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Come on, do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Come on, pray. You need to pray. Ha! Whoa. Hey! Father, those who aren't naturally gifted for music, that have a heart of worship, you would supernaturally gift them, Jesus. You would supernaturally gift them to lead worship, Father, to empower people to worship.
Hey, hallelujah.
Whoa. Hallelujah. Pastor David, I know the Lord touched you to play an instrument. Can you release that anointing just to your ability, what God has given you?
Yes. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, just as you taught me, Lord, you divinely taught me to play every instrument I play. Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose it right now in the name of Jesus. I loose it to flow in these men and women in this house, God. Every instrument that is on their heart, God. Lord, whatever they desire, God.
Yeah, la ba 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 Oh God, we follow hard after you, oh God. We will be that hard worshiper, God. Lord, we will worship you with everything within us, oh God. Woo! Oh, Lord, release those strategies, God. Those strategies. Divine strategies, Father. Not just good ideas, but the things that will work. The things that will work.
Oh.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You said blood?
Woo! No. No.
Whoa! We broke the
fence. Woo! Hallelujah, God. Father, I thank you for brotherhood. I thank you for brotherhood, God. Thank you for brotherhood, Jesus. Divine strategies, Father. Lord, not just good ideas, but the things that will work, God, that will not take a bunch of work and labor and toil, God. No more toil. No more toil. No, not a bunch of toil. But it works. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Somebody's headache just lifted right there. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Hey.